writing on the papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
About different bits of this puzzle called life, and showing you how we're not simply evolving through a little phase of history, we're actually being guided along by experts who stimulate us into particular directions of thought and doing and being. The system of advertising, marketing, is a very powerful tool, as is drama, of course. If you want to read about how much the ancients knew of this, read Plato's Republic and his other works, because he talks about the culture creation industries. He named them as being, and he called them industries, 2,300 years ago. He said it involves the music industry, involves the fashion industry and the drama industry and sculptors and so on and paintings. So they all work together and always have worked together to control the minds of the people. In ancient Greece, it was law that everyone who lived, including the slaves, all that time ago, had to attend the major traveling shows that came around. These shows came all across the Middle East and into Greece. Why did they have to go and watch them by law? It's because even the elite of that time realized that they were shaping society, always guiding them towards a new future, and they wanted them to have the correct downloading. And you get your downloading through primarily fiction, because it's coupled always with drama, intrigue, and emotion. That's how you fix it in their minds. And as Plato said, the public mimic what they see, and they mimic what they hear. Music itself was such a tremendous tool, especially on the youth, that Plato even advised kings of his day to pass laws to license musicians because of the tremendous power it could wield over the youth. Today, you think it's not licensed, and in a sense it isn't. It's run more efficiently than licensing. You have very powerful people, only a few families, that control the whole music industry. And they decide who will be made to be a star and who will not be made to be a star. They decide what music a particular generation is going to hear and what they won't hear. If they want a violent culture, they'll give you a violent music. If they want a laid-back culture, they'll give you a laid-back type music. It's all very simple when you run an industry and you run all the recording, the big recording labels. Not difficult at all. If you noticed, when they started to give videos, the rap type videos, the gangster videos out for the youth to emulate, and they do emulate what they, and begin to talk just like the gangster rappers, and walk like them, and the movements, that's how children mimic. Read Galton Darwin's book about that too. He said all the public mimic what they see, because we're supposed to be a higher ape, you see. You'll find that they gave the rap music for a generation that was to be very angry and aggressive about everything. This was to tie in with the generation that would get brought up using these video games, these war games, because 20 years from then, they would be going into the military. They wanted a militarized society. These are the guys now donning uniforms.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
IntegrityDebtOptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadtmiller. I've been rambling on here about some of the history, some of the techniques that are used on our minds on a daily basis, ideas that are really electronically, mainly, pummeled into our minds. And we're so used to it. We're brought up on television. We're weaned on television. And television, as I said many years ago, would be the greatest tool for shaping the minds of the public, and it certainly has been. I think, to be honest with you, we've got to a stage where it's very difficult for most members of the public to tell fact from fiction. I get examples of this every day by people calling me up and asking me about serpent people and reptilian people, or is it written in the stars, and all of this kind of stuff. Because well-financed authors are out there putting this kind of material out, and people are believing it. And I don't have the patience or time to deprogram them and fill them in on all the facts. But this is where society is today. They're ready to fall for anything. And they are falling for everything. Our weather is manipulated. Look at the treaty that was signed in the 1970s at the United Nations on weather warfare. They didn't sign a treaty of something that was going that they didn't have yet. They had it back then. They were perfectly capable of causing, as is written in the treaty, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, famines, whatever they desired. That's why they wrote the treaty up. They have over 54 of these HAARP-type facilities worldwide. There's a huge one in Alaska and another huge one in Greenland run by the US and another one in Pine Gap, Australia. They can triangulate these and work together and cover whole continents if they wish. And if anyone cares to look up, look at the skies. We've been sprayed like you spray bugs for the last 10 years solid. I think in the United States we were getting spraying before we even had it in Canada. And then when they signed the Open Skies Treaty, and there's two treaties, don't be misled by the commercial one, there are two treaties that were signed. And the Open Sky Treaty is done in doublespeak, really is written in doublespeak. If you look at it carefully, you'd be very confused. I'm trying to find out what they mean when they said that foreign pilots can fly your military planes over your countries. It's a Dr. Strangelove policy, as each person's pilots goes to another nation to ensure the spraying is done evenly across the planet. We're being sprayed with a variety of aluminum oxides and barium and other metals to be used in conjunction with HAARP, but there's also other chemicals involved, possibly even tranquilizers. Donald Rumsfeld himself said on the news in Canada the day after 9/11 that they had vast amounts of aerosolized Valium and the Prozac ready to spray over entire cities to stop or allay panic should another big terrorist event occur. And that's when it dawned on me, when I started yawning heavily after heavy spraying, that my God, they're already doing it. They're doing it. But then if you were the generals and making war on the public, wouldn't you use all these covert silent weapons on your target to bring them through the biggest changes they've ever faced in history? Of course you would. It makes perfect sense. And then a few years ago, in the United States papers, they published a report from the Air Force that said in a few years' time, maybe four, they would own the weather. They would own the weather. And they have. The whole weather scam is just another part of their arsenal to make us give up all our rights, to convince us we are the problem. There's just too many of us breathing carbon dioxide and eating the world's resources up. That's what it's all about. And look in to the book put out by the Club of Rome, where the founders of this think tank, this premier think tank that puts its ideas out to lesser think tanks that then work it into the world, this main think tank, this Club of Rome, the authors admit in their own book that they published under the Club of Rome called The First Revolution. They admit that they sat around tables wondering how they could unify the world. And they thought of aliens and spacecraft and invasions and from outer space and all this kind of stuff, what would work with the public. And then one of them says, we hit upon the idea that weather, man was at war with the world and the weather was reacting to him. The weather would be used to convince man that he had to give up his rights and all his freedoms, and come together globally. They admit it in their own book. And so what is happening as you step up all the freak weather, you'll notice when they spray heavily, storms happen. I'm so used to it, it's predictable. I don't look into the weather station. I don't watch television at all now. I don't have to. I used to only watch it for the weather. Now I just go outside and look at the skies and watch what kind of spraying they're putting in that day. And it'll tell me if it's going to be hot and muggy and humid, and everyone's going to be sneezing as this stuff floats down from the sky that they're spraying above you. undercover. That's how predictable it all is. We are living, literally, in a big laboratory where we're treated like children. And since I've trained the public to wait to be told what's really happening by experts, then true enough, the public will not reason for themselves. Even if you point out the trails above their heads to them, they can't believe you. If it's not on the 6 o'clock news, which is their only reality, they've been trained to believe that, then it doesn't matter what you show them and what they see with their own eyes. That would be impossible. So they're denying their own perceptions. That's the beauty of mind control. Remember, under mind control, which works perfectly well if you started on youngsters and brought them up into adulthood, people under mind control are the last ones to ever figure out that they are under it, in fact. They will even fight you, maybe even kill you, to retain that illusion. I'm Alan Watt from, generally, you'll see me at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Please look in there, and you'll find lots of history on how I've got to this present stage in history. And I give you quotes from the big boys themselves, the big authorized authors, that tells you where they're taking us. You can also get free transcript downloads in different languages from my other site, alanwattsentientsentinel.eu. Make use of them. They are free, and who knows how long they'll last. I don't know. After looking at the bills that were passed last week on the confiscation of all properties of anyone dissenting against this agenda, then I don't think we'll have too long to continue with this present type of talk. They mean business. If you look at all the laws that have been passed worldwide, but mainly in the United States, the States is always ahead of everyone else. If they introduce just a fraction of them into reality, not just on paper, it'll be 1,000 times worse than Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. This is the psychopath tyrant's dream, this particular type of society under total control. How easily it was given up. How easily it was given up. All you have to do is spoil one generation with lots of credit, easy credit, and tell them to dance and play forever as they grow up, never mature, just one generation. And all the battles of the past that people fought for, including the right of privacy, including the rights of privacy and security in your own home, are just washed away so easily. Hardly a murmur from the public, because each one thinks, well, it won't affect me. When the big monster starts gnashing its teeth and chomping away, it might start off in the Middle East, but eventually it works in a circle right back to you. And that will happen, because this war is a war on the whole world. It's a war upon every culture and every people on the planet to change it all under a brand new system, a scientific dictatorship, the same scientifically led dictatorship that Aldous Huxley talked about in his talk at Berkeley University in the 1960s. And I have it on my site if anyone wants to look in and listen to this man talk. Huxley even cracked some jokes in there. If you're not intent on listening to what he's saying, you might actually like the man. But here you have a top interbred psychopath calmly talking about a scientific dictatorship being able to rule the world forever. He saw no reasons why it couldn't or shouldn't, because it would control the minds of the public. He even tells you the elite's reasons for doing so. He said, well, most people aren't happy anyway. What's wrong with controlling them? What's wrong with drugging them?
Hi, this is John Statman. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Favorite discussion in the big think tanks, because then specially made bacterium or viruses or even chemicals could target specific areas of the brain and destroy certain cells, the parts of the brain. Literally, that were targeted were those parts which give you your higher critical thinking abilities, the very, very part you need for self-survival. They thought, once again, if you kill off those cells in the brain, you wouldn't need those particular years of self-survival or preservation because the state itself, and these are from their own words, the state would be making all important decisions for you. You wouldn't need it anymore. That's what's been happening. If you look at the inoculations that the children get today, and then 2 days later or a day later they're given a tremendous fever, the fever is based in the head. It's the head where the inflammation occurs. It's in the brain itself. If the child recovers, it's lost quite a few of its gray matter already. And then you have the problems with attention deficit or the variations of the strata of attention deficit disorder, which is only variations of autism itself. Autism being the worst type, that's all. Variations of the same thing. And every doctor in this beautiful system is trained in his own generation with new statistics, new theories, to believe that this is all normal. So normal that it takes many years for GPs to figure out, simply by seeing the children come back in the state they're in, that the inoculations have anything to do with it. We are living in very bad times. Very bad times where a pathocracy of psychopaths, interbred, powerful families, dynasties of them, rule the world. We are living in their system. This system of money and debt and taxation is their system. They own the entire system. And shortly they will come out and admit this because they have no opposition. When they come out and admit it, and they tell us to give up the last vestiges of any kind of freedoms, they will actually ask us to be reasonable about it, to see their point of view. And lo and behold, you'll be shocked to find that many people you'll know will agree with them. I talked to a sister of mine 3 or 4 years ago in Britain, and she watches television all the time. But she started off the conversation about a drug bust 2 or 3 doors down from her and how bad it was getting. And I said, well, it's the same the world over, I said, because the big agencies, you know, that run our security forces bring the drugs in. She then changed topic and said, well, you know, I think personally there's too many people in the world. And she lives in a built-up, crowded area, surrounded by hundreds of square miles of forest and fields. And I said to her, Liz, you've got to stop watching television because you're being programmed to believe what the big boys want you to believe so that you will acquiesce to their demands one day. Maybe you'll go and volunteer to kill yourself to save Mother Earth. People will go along with all these little slogans they hear, these repetitive slogans. Repetition is very important to brainwashing. They've done studies and found the average person must hear the same message a minimum of 8 times in advertising before it sticks in their mind. When you see the Condoleezza Rices or any of these characters coming out of their big confabs and then talking to reporters, don't you notice it's odd where they all use the same little slogans like weapons of mass destruction? Weapons of mass destruction, over and over and over again. We are run by science, including the science of the mind, to give us our opinions, which end up not being ours at all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Net for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Folks, I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadmiller. And I think there's a couple of callers on the line. There's Ed in New Jersey. Are you there, Ed?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Watt, for taking my call. I just want to point out there, you mentioned Tragedy and Hope. I was very fortunate to get a first printing of that back in the 70s. I have various books here about the conspiracy, and my eyes have been opened for a long time. And certainly, you're a wealth information, and you added to my knowledge. I appreciate that.
It's a pleasure, yeah. It's a pleasure. Yeah, did you also read the book? It was called The Anglo-American Establishment.
I don't think I read that one. I got the first one of the early ones. I got a reprint of Proofs of Conspiracy by John Robinson.
Yeah.
That one I got, and also the other one was World Conspiracy by Nicola M. Nikolov.
Yeah.
And the other one was The House of Rothschild by Count Corti. What I want to ask you is a wealth of information in those books, and also your knowledge is tremendous. I want to ask you something that I've never heard discussed before, and I hope you can enlighten me. I happen to like classical music, especially the German, great German composers, Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and so forth along the line. Are you familiar with the great classics?
Yeah.
All right. I want to ask you, have any of these composers been involved, meaning with the conspiracy, helping the conspiracy, or have they been above the conspiracy, meaning they're so intelligent in their composing and their so gift is so great that they didn't have any experience or any knowledge of the conspiracy, Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati and so forth. Because I'm a great lover of the Europeans, Russian Shostakovich, Prokofiev, Hungarian Béla Bartók, and so forth. So I'd like to know. I haven't found any information about the great classical composers.
Uh-huh. Well, they're actually most of them joined Freemasonry when it came out, and that's well published, in fact. Some of the great composers were approached to try experimental music to see how it would affect the audience. In fact, some of Beethoven's ones had very discordant music put into them intentionally, and they brought down these scientific observers to watch the audience to see how they would react when the discordant music was inserted. And they found out by using certain techniques of sounds that could make the public either very anxious, as though the same kind of feeling you get when if you were to scratch your nails down a blackboard, like, or chalk on a blackboard, or they could even get the public to turn on each other and fight each other in the audience, which also happened on a few occasions with experimental pieces.
That happened with Prokofiev. Le Sacre du Printemps, The Rite of Spring, there was a riot.
That's right.
You're familiar with that.
That's right, yeah. And so, yeah, they definitely were into experimentation on the behalf of others above them and paid to do it, of course. You know? It doesn't mean they knew all about the conspiracy, but they certainly were aware that they were involved not only in music but in an actual science which affected the behavior of people.
Well, do you feel that I should change my mind about classical music? I mean, I'm really very emotional about it. I love it, and to me, it's out of this world. Some of it is to me is the greatest thing that ever happened in the world.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot of it paints pictures in your minds with a good piece of music. And they don't even need words to paint the pictures. They're induced by the particular instruments used in particular pieces. That's why the Hollywood movies always use the horn and so on to do with pirate ships or the sea. It induces that picture in your mind. So it's a picturesque type music, although it's auditory. But no, there's no reason to stop listening to it. I myself will cut out the discordant type music, which I knew was for experimental purposes.
What is your your favorite composer?
I've got too many. Too many. And I'm like everyone else, too, in the fact that I don't like all of their music. There's certain pieces from each one.
Well, I'm saying that do you happen to go for, say, Dmitri Shostakovich or any of the Russian, Tchaikovsky or M.C. Korsakov, or do you leave those composers alone?
I like those ones. I really do like them. Tchaikovsky is good. And I've got a lot of other ones here in my collection.
I have a big collection. One other thing. I want to mention that Hollywood made a movie years ago. I have a copy called The Brotherhood of the Bell. And you would say, it should have been titled The Brotherhood of the Illuminati. Uh-huh. It's Glenn Ford is in it, and Maurice Evans, and what have you, about a conspiracy,
uh-huh.
an old conspiracy, and it's really a terrific movie, and I wish they would, play it more often on Turner Classical Movies, because it's an eye-opener, and it's fictional, but to me it's about as close of a movie as far as the conspiracy goes that you can get.
Well, I think Glenn Ford's son has a foundation, and he sells that movie because his dad was passionate about the conspiracy. It was based on reality.
You've heard of the movie, right?
I've got it. Uh-huh.
Pardon?
I have it.
I have it, too. I have a copy. It's an excellent movie, and it's something that I'm glad was done because I show around. One other thing is trying to explain to people about the conspiracy. It really doesn't sink in. I've got a family here that, considers me a little weird, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm standing alone here on this thing, you know.
Yeah.
But my forefathers, in 1776, I'm a member of 31 years of the Sons of America Revolution, and I take pride in that. The chapter president, Elizabeth Town, the oldest. So I'm going to continue on. My family is not very supportive.
That's fairly common. It's very unusual, in fact, to have two members within the same family who've woken up to any high degree.
Yes, okay. I appreciate what you're doing. Continue on, and you're a patriot as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thanks very much.
Right, bye now.
Bye now. Now, there's John in Illinois. Are you there, John?
Sam, and I just want to tell you that it's a pleasure listening to you fill in for John Settlemyer. I'm a big fan of his, and I've only been listening to him for about a month, so it's been great hearing you yesterday and today. I wanted to bring up, I just finished reading a book. I took it back to the library today, as a matter of fact, called War Against the Weak by Edwin Black. It was published in 2003. And yesterday when you were on the air, I pulled out that book, and I noticed that all the individuals that funded the eugenics movement in America, which people don't even know existed, California and Indiana sterilized a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And all those foundations and people are still those, like the Carnegie Foundation and Rockefeller. They still push the same agenda.
Yeah.
And the last chapter was called New Eugenics. And in the last chapter, they actually said that they put in that book the author who wrote for the New York Times. So said that they put a human embryo in a cow already. And it was just scary. I'll make one point, and I'll listen to you off the air. But the author's point was that, fertility, everybody's has fertility problems, and now we're moving into designer babies where if you don't have any money, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to have a child.
Yeah.
And I just wanted if you knew about the book and your point of view on that.
Yeah.
And I'll hang up and listen off the air. And I just want to tell you, it's fabulous listening to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, the eugenics movement was on the go from Charles Darwin's day onwards, more openly. It had always been in the background. People who were in Europe, even at present times, might have some memories of the tremendous class system that was all pervasive in Europe, very open. In fact, it's very much like the Brahmanistic caste system. You're born into a particular position, and you mind your place, as they tell you, and you keep to your class. The eugenics movement came out of the same very high Masonic group, not the lower Masons, they don't know this, but the high Masonic group, the noble orders of Europe, have pushed eugenics for a long, long time. And part of it was a world they dreamed of where there'd be too many of the commoners, the inferior types, and they were afraid they'd hit a certain number and then take over and kill off the elite. That's what they were terrified of. Charles Galton Darwin wrote about this in his book. Now, Charles Darwin himself was a eugenicist as well. Although he wrote his book, he really wrote his grandfather's book, because the Darwin family were practicing eugenics at the time. The only family the Darwins ever married into for five or six generations was just one other family, the Wedgwood family of Britain. And so Charles Galton Darwin's grandfather, who also wrote about evolution, married a Wedgwood. His father married a Wedgwood. And Charles himself married a Wedgwood. And Charles had 10 children. And because they were so interbred, 8 of them died. And one died in a mental institution. When his wife died, the Wedgwood wife, he married his mother's sister, another Wedgwood. So they've already been practicing eugenics and interbreeding for centuries, these particular family lineages. They weren't the only ones doing this. So when they put up their big foundations, and these foundations front for the elitist, you see, under the guise of charitable works and doing good, that's their cover. It's always been their cover down through history. It's hard to attack mum's apple pie and see the nasty stuff in the center, but we have to do it and look behind the curtain. The Rockefeller Foundation still sponsors eugenics programs across the world. The entire abortion industry is part of the eugenics program. The man who started up the abortion in Canada is now working for the United Nations using our tax money in third world countries. Morgenthaler said on national television in Canada that the reason he wanted to kill off unwanted children was that they would grow up to be Adolf Hitlers. That was his excuse. That was a psychopath talking. That was his condemnation. So yes, the eugenics program is well underway. And even in the days of Plato, who was an aristocrat himself and a member of the secret society of his day, said that they would use the its. He didn't call ordinary people people. He called them its, I-T-S. He says, we shall breed the its eventually for special made jobs. They'll be bred for that job, height-wise, width-wise, and so on. Tall ones for picking apples, and short, squat ones for mining underground, stuff like that. This has always been the dream of the elite, is to create purpose-made humans for specific tasks. Now they have the sciences to do it, and yes, because they have knocked down all the norms in society, with nothing normal to compare anything to. The most acceptable people about all this today are the very young. They think anything is normal, anything at all. So eugenics is a big, big part of this plan. Thomas Malthus, everyone should read his book, his essay on population. He worked for the big British companies, the royal companies, like the British East India Company. He was an economist, and economics is tied in with the eugenics movement. You have to have the bankers in, because that's their business, to project populations in the future and commerce and so on. Malthus advised setting up housing schemes or areas in swamplands and places like that to kill off the children that would be born on them, to reduce the population of the commoners. He said one day there'll be just too many of them, and we have no use for useless eaters. And in his day, at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution for Europe and Britain, they already knew then, they projected that the industrial era would last only about 100 to 150 years, and then they would have no work for these common type people. They'd have to start killing them off by warfare or disease. So this has been well discussed in the past. Nothing new under the sun, once again. But the psychopath, you see, if you understand the nature of the elite psychopath, you understand how they think, and they're very predictable. In fact, they cannot change. You can't get through and give them empathy for others, because they have none. The only thing that they have empathy for are their own offspring, because they live through their offspring. They like to pass power on intergenerationally. It gives them a thrill to think that they are perpetual. In a sense, they live on through the children. In olden times, ancient times in Rome, they had the ceremony of the lares, the fire, the sacred fire. In the home, each big house of the wealthy elite had the Lares fire, where they said that was That was where the spirits of their ancestors dwelt. But they also believed in their own religion that the spirits reincarnated into their own family lineage. Not into someone else's family lineage, but into their own family lineage. You find the same thing with the Egyptian pharaohs. That's because the psychopathic mind that thinks it's so special and powerful, they think they are so different from the ordinary people, and they believe that's why they have so much intellect, cunning, and wisdom. It's because it's the same families reincarnating into the same family dynasties down through time. It doesn't mean it's true, but it's a way that they bolster up themselves for self-confidence. We do live in quite a world where the ones at the top who have taught everyone else to be atheistic have their own inner religion at the top, where really they believe they're gods. And when you define what a god is, technically they are. If a god is all-powerful over everything on the planet, if a god has the power of life and death over every individual, he even does.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Wasn't that the idea? When we started out, the school left. passion was about.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts here, standing in for John Stadmiller. Please check out my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and alanwattssentinel.eu. Now, I think we have Chuck in California on the line. Are you there, Chuck?
Hi, Alan. It's me again.
Uh-huh.
I had a few more questions for you. I love to talk to you. You're so knowledgeable. I'll go through quick, and then I'll hang up. First one, what do you think the future of gun ownership in the USA is? The second one is there any hope for us to fight against them if a war was to break out against anybody that was invading our country? And the third one is, do you think the elites look at the Bible and do things so people will be influenced by that? In other words, you know, the thing where they're in Bethlehem and all this kind of thing. Do you think they read the Bible to act out certain things so people will say it's coming to pass?
Oh, yes, they use predictive programming. And in different countries, they'll use the different holy books of that particular country. For the West, they follow revelations like a business plan, and they're making it come to pass. They have the abilities to create plagues, famines. We have warfare and sciences to give us signs in the heavens. We're seeing them at night with the storms they create and the bacterium, the viruses, and so on. All of that's child's play today. All done through science, and it's a very handy tool when a good part of your population will believe it's God's will and there's nothing you can do about it. It makes you apathetic, and that's what it's meant to do.
What about guns and fighting them?
Well, I know that they're after the guns in the U.S. There's a very good piece people should look at by Mark Bard, who is a professional journalist. He's writing about a columnist on the New York Times who's talking about hyping up the fear to sell newspapers, of course. But Mark Bard has written about this particular fear tactic, including trying to get the public terrified of gun owners. And people should look into parallelnormal.com. That's parallelnormal.com by Mark Bard, a professional journalist, with his view on this other journalist at the New York Times who's creating all this fear to influence the people. They want the people to be so terrified that they'll demand that everyone gives up their firearms and fight. As far as standing up to foreign troops and so on, that would be the will of the people themselves. Personally, I think most people are so controlled today in their own little prisons that most of them would think if the United Nations came in, they would be their saviors if there was enough turmoil to bring it on. And that is, again, what you find. That's right. Mark Bard, that's B-A-A-R-D.
Okay, thank you very much. So you think that a lot of religion then is just kind of done by the elites to kind of make people think there's a future and a hope? Do you think that?
That, or else even the bad news, if they believe it's God's will, then they won't resist in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye now. And I think that's the end for today. I'm Alan Watson, and for John Stadmiller, I'll talk to you again whenever I'm called. Bye for now. With